Okay, welcome everybody to another special edition of the Real Mentors podcast, where we talk movies, TV, have a little fun along the way. Today is our Game of Thrones recap session. Well, of course, episodes 5 and 6, ready to go. George is really excited to talk about Game of Thrones, of course, which is why he requested us to do this again so early, as we promised we're going to do it towards episode 9. Oh, George is staying quiet. Okay, good. I thought he was gonna rant for a second.
Yay.
Okay, there we go. So let me make the introductions. Of course, I'm Jose Lannister, the man who brings you the best reviews and kills some kings along the way. Of course, we got George Snow joining us, who knows just about as much as Jon Snow does. George, how you doing, big guy?
Doing all right, guys. What's up?
You ready to talk some Game of Thrones then?
Always.
At least listen to Game of Thrones.
Always.
All right, that's good. Of course, we always have the man beast himself. We got Mike Targaryen. How you doing, big guy?
Actually, it's Sugar White Mike.
There's
of
no
Tarf.
Sugar White Mike, dude.
Right. Sugar White Mike of Tarf. All right,
that's been banned. The High Sparrow has banned that from the show. And of course, we got Chewie joining us live on the phone.
Or Tormund Rose. You know, that's the other name I'll accept. Oh, guys,
now you can't use that either. We have Chewie Stark. How you doing, big guy?
Is it Chewie Woods live in effect in the
girls.com
studios once again?
There you go. Saying it again.
He's our new hype man.
We have to, we're gonna get pre-recorded and just play it every time. Yeah, there you go. So here we go, man. Game of Thrones.
I was gonna say his name is Chewie Bolton.
Chewie Bolton would work. There we go. That works.
Chewie Bolton.
He's gonna unleash it. He's gonna unleash the dogs on George in about a second here. Here we go. So we got episode
dogs in the Five Kingdoms.
The hungriest dogs, apparently. Episode 5 and 6 in the books. Kind of a mixed bag. We'll start first with episode 5. The biggest storyline, even leading up to the beginning of episode 6, was Bran. Obviously, we got some White Walkers, so I was super excited. I've been begging for that. Now we're not gonna see him for another 3 seasons, but that's fine. I know. I'm just saying. Hey, and I'll throw this out now. We got a dragon last night, a dragon sighting. The show was elevated. What Mike was crying about that. I don't know why you like the dragon off the bat. No.
No.
Come on, Mike. It's dude, awesome, dude.
I want to get to that part later.
We'll get to that later. But dragon at the end.
I have a whole.
Oh, God. Everything is better with dragons, dude. Just imagine.
Whatever you say, dude.
And a Batman v Superman. I told you, would have been a great movie with the dragon.
I love Kurt, dude. I made the episode. I was like, awesome dragon.
We need more dragons in our lives.
We'll
that's
talk
all
about
I'm saying.
That. I want to make more. My comments are more related to that speech.
We'll get to that, guys. I got a point there. But let's focus back on Bran here. So obviously, a lot of things revealed. A lot of things that were foreshadowed.
Or as he's known now, the new three-eyed raven.
The new three-eyed raven, of course. Well, that's right, because by default.
Has that raven appeared before? Like that raven, the three-eyed raven, has it appeared before in the series?
This is the first season that has truly come out.
Right, but he was in it. He's been in every season that Bran's appeared in.
Yeah, but not.
But it wasn't Max von Sydow.
Exactly, the actor that plays in this is his first year. Oh, well, first and last, obviously.
Or as my friend Dennis Baratheon refers to him, Max von Tridow.
Von Tridow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Come on, that was good.
If the dragon told that joke, it would be good. I'm just saying, dude. Dragons are always better. They elevate everything.
I'm telling you, I'm going to blow you guys away with my analogy.
Oh, God. I'm going to skip the conversation. So, either way, let's get back to Bran, for Christ's sake. So, the whole thing, I mean, excuse me, I have mixed feelings, obviously. Me and Chewie talked about that with the whole Hordor thing and Hold the Door and all this other crap, which gave us some fantastic memes, and I always appreciate that. Obviously, Hordor died.
Keep calm and Hordor.
You know, and the door stopped once hilarious. I know. Mike touched base on it and Chewie did too. The whole people get misty eyed over his death and all that.
It was sad. There was some misty people up in this place.
I don't get it though.
Yeah. What don't you get?
No, he's a knight.
He wasn't a Robb Stark. Okay, I get it. He wasn't a major character. Now, but in life, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. But this was a guy whose role was to be his protector, be his friend, be his everything. And it was missed because he sacrificed You know,
when
how he sacrificed
him,
it doesn't matter.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Back it up, back it up. He didn't sacrifice. Right. Bran threw him to the wolves,
no,
man.
No. But it was cement.
I'm out of here. You hold the door. Peace out. That's exactly, let's call it what it is. That's it. He didn't sacrifice. He didn't do it his own free will. And then, hold up. And then Bran was responsible for his lack of a speech, I guess, prowess. And it was all him. He throws him to the wolves. And we're supposed to be sad of a guy we see twice a season, who says one word. He died great, and it's funny because usually Game of Thrones gives a lot of deaths, and most of the deaths usually push the story forward, whether it be Ned Stark or the Red Wedding. This death is meaningless because it's not going to drive anything forward. It's not sad.
It was very sad because it showed you that this guy from that Bran actually screwed this kid up from like a very young age. No, he's the one that came back in time and drove him nuts with that hold the door thing. And that guy's life was dorked ever since. He knew that everything that he lived from that point to the end was tied back to that one moment. Okay?
Exactly.
So to me, it was very sad. It was sad not because Hodor died. It was sad because his life was basically a waste. Okay, because Bran is an idiot.
I'll give you that. But as far as the actual him dying.
You have to admit that Bran is a friggin' idiot.
But why though?
Chew, you want to help me here?
No. I mean, I don't know if he's
why is he an idiot?
I mean,
because he went out and saw the White Walkers.
The
White Walker to come after him. Obviously, all this thing is very circular. And I don't want to get the whole time travel thing and, you know, the destiny versus, you know, making your own choices. But obviously, he's chosen all these things that have already happened. And obviously, they're closing the loop on all these events. And you can pretty mindfuck saying, you know, whatever he does is gonna, it's already happened, it's gonna happen, it's gonna affect.
That's what I'm saying.
How this all came to be.
Yeah, so it's not really his fault. It's just destiny, fate, whatever you wanna call it. This is supposed to be. I'm not sure if I like the whole closed loop thing, time travel thing.
But it's so sad because I mean, he, in a way, screwed up this kid's life.
But he blew the whole kid's life away.
With his only purpose was to, at the end, he was gonna die and protecting Bran. And fulfill his goal, his mission in life, whatever it is.
Yeah, that was what was sad to me, not because he died.
Okay, that's fair.
But it was sad to me that Bran ruined the whole kid's life.
I'll give you that.
And gave him a seizure, and he ended up, the only thing in his brain is that he has to hold the door his entire life. Can you imagine that? To me, it's a sad, sad story. That's what makes it sad.
Do you think that George Martin?
He was a character that was even though he didn't say like he was loved by people. I mean, you know, the whole Horner thing was, and at first it was comical. It was a little bit of comedy. That's what he does. And then you know, in off season they would say, you know, how hard is the line? What's my line this week? Oh, it's Horner. Oh, damn it, not again. You know, things like that. Like, oh, how can I do it different in this week? It was funny, but yeah, it was sad. And I watched it again last night before the episode, and I got teary eyed again. It was like,
I feel the same way.
Fair enough. I like Mike's case, and which makes sense. Not the act of him, the death, but just his life is sad. I'll give you that.
Made me sad is when I realized that everything that you saw up until that point, every scene Hodor was in, everything that he'd done up until that point came to this one penultimate moment where where Max von Tridow called out to him and said, listen to your friends, and all Bran could do was say, hold the door, Hodor, and all of a sudden he got that stuck in his brain when he was in the past.
Right.
And he had the seizure right there, and it morphed into Hodor, and he couldn't do anything else except say Hodor. And to me, that's ultimate sadness, because he basically took a kid who was well-loved and ruined him for his entire life.
Kills him, basically.
Right, and then kills him.
But speaking of sticking with Bran and all that, because in episodes, this last episode, last night's episode, they had a moment where he does a lot of flashbacks. We get to finally see the Mad King for the first time.
Right.
And
by the way, I wasn't able to do it yet, but I'm going to today sometime kind of scroll back and look at, down a couple of flashbacks, because I just want to look and see everything that I missed, because it looks to me like the Tower of Joy. There was some Tower of Joy stuff that was kind of interspersed in there.
There's a lot of things, yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if that was that when Ned was asking where his sister was, whether Sarah, he was asking Sarah Arthur Dane or not. I couldn't tell because it went by so fast.
Well, I know the only thing that caught my eye really quick, because it was a lot of quick, you know, moments and flashbacks, was when the Mad King, and he says, burn them all.
Right.
Repeatedly. And that kind of reminded me of the whole Hordor thing as well.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this Bran, is he responsible for the madness of the king to begin with and getting in his head? You know what I'm saying? Like, he, now he's spewing the same line which Hordor did. Oh, Hordor, Hordor. Burn them all, burn them all, burn them all. So, again, that whole closed loop thing, he's responsible for everything, basically, essentially, at the end of the day.
Not Bran so much as the previous three-eyed raven. As far as, because he was getting a download of everything, and you had to teach him to control everything.
That wasn't Bran's brain that was going
on. On one scene or one place, it's got everything coming in at once.
So you don't think they're gonna show scenes with Bran with the Mad King or whatever?
No,
it's a theory. I'm throwing out a theory that I think it is Bran who puts that in his head.
I don't think it's Bran. I think it was a three-eyed raven before Bran. You know, actually, there's something to Bran up, but my theory is that it was a three-eyed raven that if that's the case that he influenced the Mad King. Aerys Targaryen the second, whatever,
right,
and put that idea in his head and made him mad because of the voices or the idea.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna go back.
He didn't make him into Hordor, but he was still. I was still things he did that made him the bad king besides just
burn. Right, but because you know that there's more things that's tied into Bran, what he calls the whatever you want to call it. This whole closed loop thing.
I don't think this has anything to do with Bran because he was being those
I think
flashbacks.
It might I think
that,
it might.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. These flashbacks that he's showing, he got from the Three-Eyed Raven, not from
exactly.
Himself. These are he basically downloaded his crap into Bran, and Bran's still sorting through all that stuff. That's why you keep seeing him like pass out.
I'm kind of curious to see where they go with that. What exactly? Because I know it's just more than Hordo that he's responsible for what he's tied into. It has to be more than that.
He's responsible for getting his mark on him. He got all the Night Children killed. He got.
Right.
He got his dog killed. His dog has been, his direwolf has been killed.
I know, right? They used his direwolf. The dog dropping like flies.
The only direwolf that's left is Ghost, right?
Yeah.
And maybe Arya's direwolf.
Yeah, Nymeria.
Oh, that's right. They haven't shown. Yeah, that's true.
Now remember, Arya is coming back to the, probably going to come back to Westeros.
Well, let's talk about that. Did you guys like that?
I liked it.
Well, I mean, I think it's that whole the faceless man riding on his course. It was time for her to make a decision something worthwhile.
Right. I think she wasn't going to make the wrong call. I think after she had that little conversation with the actress, I think that she left and then thought about it and came back and knocked the poison out of her hand. And then said, "You watch that one there, or whatever."
I think ultimately, I think she's a Stark, and she doesn't want to let that go.
Right.
So I think eventually, this is going to come to a head where she'll leave.
She went back and got Needle, and that makes me think that the Waif is going to come at her, and she's going to kill the Waif, and then haul ass back to Westeros.
Exactly.
I don't think Jaqen H'Kerr or whatever his name is going to come after her. Because he owes her something. He still owes her.
It's kind of a wasted storyline, though, if that's the case.
It isn't.
No?
Because she gets training, and she's going to go kill Cersei. That's what I think she's going to do.
She's going to kill
somebody. She's going to kill somebody.
I'm not sure. She's not going to kill. She's going to kill one person. I think Cersei is for somebody else. She'll die another way, I think. But again, that's way down the road anyway. But whatever, it is what it was. We also got, just to kind of touch base a little bit on the two episodes ago, we got more of this, the whole Sansa Stark and Jon Snow, I guess they're getting ready to, you know.
Invade the North.
Raise their army.
Well, I guess we've got to collect backup, I guess. You
Did
know.
You like the North Remembers line that she threw out there, Chewie?
I mean.
I guess not.
Well, obviously she got that line because, I mean, remember that one servant that who got killed? You know, kind of fed that to her when she was with the Boltons at Winterfell. I'm sure you remember that dialogue she had with that servant woman.
No, I don't remember that, man, at all. I remember the conversation, just not what the actual dialogue was.
She threw out the whole, because that was when Brienne approached her and said,
and then she did it, and then they came and got her. That's
the
right, Zeke. Okay, that's right.
There was some line in that conversation between them about the North Remembers, and so I get it. Obviously, you know, she's still a little naive at the time, the whole North Remembers, obviously we see different players aligning with different characters, and that's why I kind of think the whole Umber thing is obviously didn't work out there, but I think that there's gonna be some sort of betrayal between them and the Boltons. It was just too convenient for them just to show up and bring Rickon and O'Shawn and just have them there line up with these guys just for lining up for them.
Right. Agreed. And then the fact that Little John Umber wouldn't plead fealty to Ramsey Bolton. So
what about did they finally show the Littlefingers? Well, they showed him real quick, obviously, but they didn't touch. They kind of left him there. They haven't even got back with him, so I don't know what the hell's going on with him. They did give us last week about the whole the islands or whatever with the Theon and what's her face's sister.
Pike.
The King's Moot.
Yeah, when he left and he's going to do 1,000 ships and whatever.
I think they're going to try to.
Where's all this wood for these
1,000
ships, man? There ain't shit on that island.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't see any trees around, man. Where are they going to make them out of seashells?
And how long is it going to take to make 1,000 ships, for Christ's sake? I mean, I don't know.
It's going to take a while, dude. No fast forward there.
We'll see, because it's going to tie into a little bit to, the Daenerys, which right. we'll touch base in a second. But
no, Theon's storyline, as far as they got obviously a bunch of ships now, and obviously they got nowhere to go. Where they're gonna go? They know about Daenerys. Who they're gonna line? They're gonna line themselves with her.
I think one because they on the previous for next show they kind of shown like talking about something, somewhere. But it wasn't anything about Daenerys wasn't mentioned at all. That doesn't mean they're not gonna go to her, but
well, yeah, but they're not gonna give everything to the previous name.
I know that, but obviously right. But they don't have 1,000 ships to begin with. They have I don't know a few hundred, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well.
40, 50? Wow. I don't, It's not.
Some versus none.
Oh, no. I'm sure they can. They're going to line with it. She may warn her, but again, that's probably not way down the road, is what I'm thinking anyway,
But that now that there's a purpose behind them now. It's not just some another clan out there just doing whatever they want. Now there's a.
No, right. Agreed. And King's Landing. Now, this is the part that where they didn't show it last episode. This episode was kind of a letdown.
I told you guys there wasn't going to be any
kickback on this. Well, I thought it'd be at least somebody push somebody. Give me something, dude. Give me
a little blood.
Give me foul language, a dirty look. Give me anything. I don't care. I mean, poke the bear. Do something. They didn't do anything. It was kind of a little anticlimactic. And that guy that what's the king? Tomlin? Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
He's making me wish I had Joffrey back because man, this guy he's such a little bitch. He's terrible. He's really bad. Did you guys see that coming though?
No,
right? That was kind of a surprise though.
Well, I mean, I kind of mentioned their last call before, that it was just too convenient, for him. He's playing Tommen, obviously.
Right.
And setting them up. And so obviously I didn't think it was going to be any big battle, something going on. Something was going to happen that it was going to put him in a good light and make him even more powerful than what he was before. And it wasn't going to be the big battle. It wasn't going to be.
But you know what? I hate Jamie. Jamie went up the stairs like a boss.
He did, which is cool.
His horse.
I was getting excited.
He was going to put seats because I thought the double turn was going to happen where Jaime was going to back out and make Mace Tyrell look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought that's what was going to happen because, Grandma Tyrell was over there too.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, they're going to get freaking annihilated and by the Faith Militant. And right, but Jamie bounds up the steps on that horse, and he's like ready to take the sparrow's head off.
But nothing.
And then the next thing you see is Tommen walking down the steps.
It's like they're saying kumbaya. It's like kumbaya around the fireplace.
No. They were both. Let me tell you, they were pissed. You could see the Tyrell
was pissed, and the grandmother was pissed.
The grandmother was pissed. Everybody was pissed.
Was look. She had like a surprise face that what are they doing? She's trying to play, she's just doing what she can to save her brother and save her ass.
So you think she's playing both of them? She's playing Tommen and the Sparrow?
Well, I mean, more the Sparrow than Tommen. She's just trying to influence Tommen to her own games because, she had no idea Tyrell was coming. And you see her face and the reaction like, oh, shit, she's already made her bet. She's got to play it out and how it turns out.
Right.
So it's safe to say there's not going to be any big conflict between this probably to next season, I'm thinking.
Between who? Between
Well,
Jamie's been ordered out of town.
Yeah, he's going
to
be out.
Jamie's going to take the Lannister army up to Black River Run because the stupid phrase lost River Run to the Blackfish. So it's going to be interesting because Walder Frey sent his two dopey sons back to River Run.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, right. Dumbass.
They were, you know, they were bad.
But it was good to see him again.
I love Walter Frey.
Yeah, I forgot. I totally characters. Forgot about that.
I am so waiting for him to get his great reward. By the way.
Oh, he's coming.
Oh yeah.
Eventually, he's gonna come. But that's one of the things. Who was a guy that that reveal didn't do anything for me?
Ed Miratulli.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, because
no, but he was the
he was going to marry,
groom.
Right?
No, he was the groom of his daughter.
Okay.
This was the arranged wedding that they screwed up because in the book this was supposed to be Robb Stark marrying one of Walter's daughters.
Right before the wedding took place.
So they changed it up a little bit.
And the other big reveal, which didn't do anything for me either, that's just me again, was the whole was Benjen. Yeah, that was like.
It's they kind of took the cold hands thing and another case where they take two or three characters and kind of weld them together.
Yeah, it was kind of it was kind of convenient. He shows up at the last minute, which is fine, but they make the review like it's something special, and I was like, who the hell is that guy? And I didn't remember who he was. I'm like, ooh, okay. If someone explained to me, and I had to go back and say, oh, that guy from season two, I think it was, or what? I think season two.
Season one.
So it makes sense being. Five seasons, and we finally see him. So as I'm saying, I don't think he hit home. Like I think they wanted to.
They talked about him last season, saying that he was here. Remember that he had returned, and that's what led up to John Snow getting freaking stabbed by all the traitorous five.
Okay.
He's been mentioned a lot. We haven't seen him, but he's been mentioned in several places. As far as he's disappeared, can't find him, but I mean, I understand that you didn't. Feel like, oh, big deal. I mean, Benjen Stark, because you didn't, there's nothing emotionally invested in him.
Exactly.
To book readers, though, it's a big thing.
Yeah. It is, with the whole Cole Hans thing, which they pretty much they're not using anyway, the whole Cole Hans angle.
No, they're character.
They're not calling him Cole Hans, quote unquote. Like, that's
No.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's one and the same. There's no difference.
Okay, no,
but it could be that Cold Hands in the book that George R. R. Martin's going to turn him into Benjen Stark too. So whatever.
No, he probably is. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about where that theory comes from. There's no big surprise there. We don't see it coming.
Okay, that which is fine. Because I was like, it's funny. I'm like, okay, who's this guy? I had no idea. I know it's a big deal. I know someone's gonna tell me, oh, this guy. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. But whatever. It was a cool scene though. He had that cool little. Mace weapon, what do you have?
What's Mira going to do? She can't do anything to protect Bran. I mean, she barely could get him out of harm's way, dragging that sled.
Oh, no, I agree. And it kind of almost made Hodor's sacrifice kind of pointless. Almost seemed pointless. I thought, oh, they're going to get captured or something. What was the point? I'm holding the door, but like 2 seconds later, they're going to get captured and all that. But he comes and saves the day, and all, which is fine. It was cool. It played out pretty well. I like he mentioned how they created and how he was cured from the White Walker curse or whatever you want to call it.
Before being converted, they give him the dragon glass treatment. Yeah,
exactly. So I'm sure that's going to play. That's going to play in at some point down the road.
That's why his hands are funny. Yeah, all these things. Yeah, he's got some shit.
Wildfire is going to play into something to this as well, some way somehow.
Are we in agreement that this whole White Walker thing, we're not going to see him till next season, I guess?
Oh no, we'll see him episode 9 probably.
Yeah,
they're going to probably attack the wall. I think
they're going to attack this season, really.
I think they're going to attack the wall. They got one more season, dude.
Two, or one and a half, really.
Right.
One and
a half. That's what I mean. We have we have 14 episodes.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, well,
I think at the end of the season, they're going to attack the wall, and something's going to happen. I don't know. Like, there are certain people on this show that I absolutely don't want to see die.
Okay, who's that?
That is.
Well, the first one to me.
Yeah, Tommen.
No.
The High Sparrow.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I absolutely don't want to see Tyrion Lannister die, of course.
Agreed.
Okay, I don't want Jon Snow to really die.
He can die 8 times while I can.
I don't want Dolores Ed to die.
I agree. I don't want him to die again.
Who else?
I don't want Dolores Ed to die.
Eh.
I love that character. I love him. I love him. I love Tormund.
He's comic relief.
Yeah, but he can die.
I like Tormund a lot.
Yeah, he can die.
Oh, the Tormund and the whole Brienne flirt is just hilarious, dude.
That is funny, though.
He's making these eyes at her, and she is like...
Oh, man, he is all over her. Ooh, my God.
Like, white on her eyes, dude.
God.
She's like, I've never seen a guy... Like, that guy better stop looking at me.
She's playing hard to get. Like, I mean, no disrespect to Brienne, but she shouldn't be playing hard to get against anybody, dude. He's a nice guy. He's a big guy, big birdie guy. He's a man's man, dude.
He's a man's man. That's a big woman, baby. Yeah,
exactly. She needs a guy like that, you know. Corral her in, if you will. I like that. That's a good comic relief for the show. I think it's cool. I like that.
Characters that I think are doomed, however. I think Jaime Lannister is going to die. Cersei? I think Brienne of Tarth is going to die.
Ooh, really? Interesting.
Yeah, I think she's going to die.
Wow. Okay.
I think that Ramsay Bolton is not going to die.
Oh, no, you're crazy. He's not.
I think he's, no, wait, I think hold he's going to get wait. Thrown in jail.
This, oh, no, he's dead. Oh, he's not. Yeah. No, there's no way he lives in this show. No.
You act like a rabid dog, you get put down like a rabid dog.
He's, yeah, he's someone's taking him out. He's a long list of suitors to take that role. It's someone,
exactly.
He's going, yeah, he's going down.
Cersei Lannister is going to die, but not before all her kids are dead.
Oh, yeah, Tom is dead.
Cersei?
Yeah, Cersei,
Tom is totally dead.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even this season he's dead. I think so.
What about Khaleesi? Is she dying?
No, she's not dying.
No. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about her last speech because it reminded me of something else.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Well, actually, you guys haven't mentioned it. Either she dying or not.
Can I play something for you?
Well, hold on. Wait, before we get to her. Yeah. The last, before we get to Daenerys and all that, the next storyline, which I don't like, and we touched base on last week, the whole thing with Sam.
God. I kind of liked it.
It was a waste of time.
How about Gilly smarting off to his dad last night?
That was cool. I liked her. She had a spunk.
Then he took the sword, and you know that they're going to chase him down on the road to get the sword back, and he's going to end up killing his dad with the sword. That's what's going to happen.
Of course. It's just so calculated. It's just, okay. It's just with all the storylines going on.
Right.
Do we really need Sam?
I like Sam. Don't mess with Sam.
There's a point behind it, and we haven't seen what the point is with him.
Yeah.
Once you see the end of what it is he's trying to do, what's accomplished, then that'll make sense, and they'll say, okay, yeah.
I guess. And just for the record, are there any good fathers in this place?
Yes.
Is any father a dick? I mean,
no, Ned Stark. But even Ned Stark stabbed somebody.
But nice guy's finished last, and that was clear. But I mean, it's like, but the scene where he goes, can I have more bread? And he's like, aren't you fat enough already? And he's like, that was pretty funny.
I love that he didn't get a piece of bread. He's like,
okay, I'm good. That was awesome.
I'm good,
you fat bastard. But I mean, dude, Amy Dad's a dick on this show. No wonder everybody's all messed up.
We're out of fathers.
For real. Jesus Christ. But I mean, you know, but again, besides that, that was amusing. But it's just, maybe it's going to go somewhere down the road. And hope it needs
I
to.
Because so.
They're wasting your time with it.
Give it some time. Be like The Wire. Give it some time. It'll pay off.
I'm just saying. I'm just currently right now, that storyline is whatever.
I think it's a great story. I think it's not a great storyline on the it's show. Not.
Right. I mean, on the show. On the show. Right.
I think in the book, it's very interesting.
The book is a lot better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about the show. I don't think they really know what to do with him. They're kind of just plodding along. I'm sure they got something figured out for him. That's great. And maybe the payoff is great. Whatever. But right now, it's just, whatever. It's good filler, I guess, for whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
So now we come to, now Mike's been like itching. He's dying for it. He's like a drug dealer. I need another hit, baby. I need another hit, baby. I need it bad.
You know? It's an IV.
So we got Daenerys.
Here's the Daenerys speech on the dragon.
Okay, hold on a second.
This is what it reminded me of. Hold on,
Mike's dying for the season ends, that's for sure. Mike is going down, dude.
Mike is down.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Now it's Mike.
All right, here we go.
This is the speech someday.
Mike, dude, Mike's having technical difficulties. Before he gets that ready, oh, wait, here we go.
You know something? Dad told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa. We would have given anything for that. And you know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona
not
and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. We're going to South Florida and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
That's what it reminded me of.
I tell you what, if he had a dragon, I would have voted for him.
Am I right? That was that speech. Chewie, that was that speech.
Yeah, it was a little lame. I'll give you that. The thing with, I love Khaleesi. I love the draft course. My love for the dragons. You know, obviously, it's been well documented. But it's getting kind of tiresome. I'm going to have to side with Mike a little bit, just recycling the same thing over and over with her because they don't know what to do. She gets, she always has a big moment, a big speech, and here we go, but nothing ever happens.
And you notice I'm going to hear about the horse mounting the world again and tearing down their white houses, or what they call stone houses.
Ripping down their stone houses
and beating the men with the armor on. I just want to shoot myself. But I mean, but I honestly, that so reminded me. I just sat there going, and then we're gonna Connecticut, we're gonna go to the, and then we're gonna go to Washington D.C. on the Rhino House. I was like looking at her with the freaking sitting on that dragon, going, "Oh my god, that's the same speech."
Aaron,
you know,
there was a dragon. That's all I care about.
Oh, sure, there's a dragon. Hey, like I said,
he's controlling. Actually, better than Buckman, but now she's actually in control of the dragon.
Apparently, yeah.
She's going to hire too. Some ships in Marine and go across, and Euron's still going to be building that fleet in 2 years.
Well, I know, but that's the thing, though, and I hope they don't go this route, because it's funny how she mentioned 1,000 ships, which is the same number the other guy wants built. So I hope they don't, like, he shows up with 1,000 ships. Well, like, after a week, I'm like, okay.
Chewie, correct me if I'm wrong, right? He whips out the dragon's horn at the King's Moot, and that's partly what puts him over... at the King's Moot, and that really wasn't part of this. He just talked a bunch of shit.
He doesn't have it.
He didn't whip it out at the King's Moot because the King's Moot, he didn't discuss his plans as far. There was no discussion as far as him or whoever going to Slavish Bay, and that was his plan in his mind, right? And he got the King's because in the King's Moot he didn't say he killed anybody. And obviously he completely deviated from the whole King's Moot. On the number of players and what he said, but what actually transpired, there was no mention of the horn. He had told Victorian, because he gave the horn to Victorian Greyjoy, which
but
is
they don't have a Victorian Greyjoy
in this story. Mixed characters, that, hey, you go to Slaver's Bay, I'm ruling here, you go get the dragon, you know, forget the movies, you get to take possession of the dragons and come back. That was his task.
Oh, but now he's not doing that now. That's not what it looks like. But
well, there's no horn, because obviously they've eliminated that whole element. But that, you know, but him getting the dragons, or now him saying, "I'm going to align with Khaleesi." You know, obviously, you know, really what you want. That's what he wants to do.
But yeah, but I hope they don't. The 1,000 ships he referred to and whatever that she needs is not him, because. I would assume it would take years for them to get their ships ready. Am I wrong on that?
Right, the Iron Islands is exactly a ship-making place.
It's going to take forever. It's going to be next season, whatever.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, you know, with Theon and his sister, as far as, okay, they got ships. They may not have 1,000, but they have a significant amount of ships. They need somewhere to go, and that's where that is going. You know, that's they're going to circumvent Euron's authority. Not prevent him from taking control of that, and they're going to help her to come back to Westeros with her.
Which is good, because I think next season is when we see that storyline finally push forward with her trying to go make her move to Westeros and, you know, stake her claim, quote unquote, whatever.
But I think that's going to coincide with her coming to Westeros at the same time that the dead, you know,
the White Walkers, right?
Which, the wall, across the wall,
exactly.
Under the wall, whatever. And I mean, that's going to be like, you know, obviously, you know, spoiler theories, whatever. Right. The big battle, not for the Seven Kingdoms themselves, but between the living and the dead.
That's one thing. That's why I don't think the White Walkers attack this season. I think it's the two big payoffs would be next season would be the White Walkers attacking, and then Daenerys showing up to stake her claim, battle the White Walkers,
yeah,
and stake her claim with the kingdoms.
Daenerys is going to be show up this season.
No, she's not. No way.
No, you may see her get onto ships this season, but she's not going to.
Like, it might end right, with her like. It might her
like
going to sea.
Like episode 10. Like,
exactly.
Okay,
she's at sea, and it ends like that. You know?
So the last thing I want to bring up, because we're going to end this fun preview or review. Arya, does she kill the waif, and does she move forward to Westeros to kill Cersei or whoever she kills, or what do you think?
I don't think she's gonna.
She's gonna kill the waif.
She's gonna kill the waif. Not next. It'll be this season. I think on why she's trying to kill whoever her next target is. The waif's gonna show up. Be some kind of conflict there. She's gonna win. Arya's not dying. Let's get that out of the way right now. She ain't going down.
I hope not.
And what? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is the Hound still alive?
Who?
The Hound? Or did he die? Refresh my memory.
There is some theories out there that he is still around.
I think the Hound.
And,
I think the Hound saves her.
Notice last night. You know, there was direct mention of the brothers without borders.
Okay, there you go.
Last night from the Greyjoys.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Kind of made it was kind of funny because I was talking to my wife, and it's like, you know, there's so many things they bring up in the previews
it's
and
brothers
the
without banners, by the way,
and how they interjected to kind of remind you, hey, these guys are still out there. You might see it, but they're still playing their chess game out there. And so he mentioned them. There was a theory coming from the novels that the Hound was actually found by the brothers and is actually with them now in the Riverlands.
That's what I'm thinking, because I think ultimately he's going to save Eric. That's my theory. Again, for whatever that's worth, maybe she's batting the wave, and all of a sudden he comes down and helps her, and they team up, and they go kill whoever they need to, whether it be Cersei, whomever. But that's again, that's what I would like to see anyway. That'd be kind of cool, I think.
The other prevailing theory is that the Hound is going to be the representative for the Faith Militant against the Mountain.
You think?
I don't know. I'm just relaying what other crazed Game of Thrones fans throw out there.
Okay.
Well, it could be a lot of things. We'll see how we'll probably come back and do the next wrap up after episode 8, right before they get to the big 9 quote unquote showdown, which I think will be the North, the takeover of the North. But
I am happy that I'm finally going to see Bronn this season. It's about damn time.
I'll give you that. Bronn was featured so he's like a dragon. You need a little Bronn in your life.
We did see the little person version of Bronn.
I know it's not the White Walker. We're good.
We got White Walker. We met the quota. We met the quota of dragon. Now let's get a Bronn quota out the way.
Yeah, let's get a Bronn.
And I'll be happy. Then to me, it's a good season. I don't care what happens, who dies, who lives. I don't give a shit. Bronn's back and the dragon's there. It's all good. But either way, so we'll end it there. We'll come back in about 2 or 3 weeks to do episode 7, 8. Get ready for the season finales, well, the 2-episode finale and all that. Chewy, again, thanks for joining us, too. We appreciate your feedback. I know you're a huge fan. We'd like to have your input and all that. Anything you want to, any parting words, dare I say?
Thank you, all of you. Plugosaurus Rex, Big Sugar White Mike, the real mentor.
No Sugar White Mike. That is banned from the show, damn it.
Big Daddy Mike, whatever, man. I'm happy to participate. I'm a little bit more satisfied than I was last week. So
good.
Not the callback going in for a quickie, but it's all good.
Nothing wrong with a quickie, dude.
Shout out to my kids, to my wife, and it's giving me the time to participate with you guys. I look forward to the next one.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll see you next time, man.
All right, peace out, guys.
All righty. Mike, any parting words for yourself?
No, I'm good. We're just ready for our next Real Mentors podcast. Stay tuned.
All right, great. We have that, of course. We do have a couple of recent. We did have our. We'll have an X-Men review, a spoilerific review.
Excellent, by the way.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate that.
Shout outs because George. I thought George was a star of that one because he kind of came out and talked about non-comic stuff, which I dug.
Exactly, which is kind of I kind of want to touch base on the next episode, but we'll get to that in the next episode, which we'll probably have in a few days,
yeah,
and ish. All that ish, give or take. So, I can't think all listeners out there, we appreciate it. I actually got some feedback recently, which is the reason why I did another Game of Thrones this week. So I was at a happy hour and a couple of people I work with, I didn't know, listen to the show. Say, hey, we heard your thing, and it's funny because the first thing one of the guys says, like, this, I agree, dude, out of the blue, I wasn't talking to him, he's coming to me, see The Wire and Breaking Bad are better. I'm like, oh, you heard the show. He's like, yeah. So we started talking about that, which is kind of funny. But, you know, so he liked it a lot. Yeah. I was like, okay, but I'm like, hey, you can do it every week. And I'm like, not every week, but we'll do it. But that's what I said. You know what? Let me just do it quick early. So I appreciate the feedback out there, Pablo, and I appreciate that. But either way, we'll see you guys soon. And I'll catch you next episode in a couple of days. Have a good one.